You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Very few people had heard the name Austin Goolsbee before he took the job as head of the Council of Economic Advisers. Goolsbee has stepped down, and now we have another guy that you have probably never heard of, Alan Krueger. Here's the announcement from President Obama.
Alan brings a wealth of experience to the job. He's one of the nation's leading economists. For more than two decades, he's studied and developed economic policy both inside and outside of government.
What does all that mean? Well, Louise Story is here to tell us, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Louise.
Good morning.
All right. So the only things I know about Alan Krueger is that he's an expert in the minimum wage and that he's sure to tick off people on the far right. Is that pretty accurate?
Well, maybe a little simple, but you know, it seems like with the gridlock in Washington, just about anyone on the Democratic side may be ticking off people on the right. So I don't know if that's a unique situation. But he already, you know, was in the Obama administration. In 2009, he was appointed the chief economist for the Treasury Department, and so he served for over a year, and he helped with programs like Build America Bond. Do you remember the Build America Bond?
Yeah, absolutely.
They were federally guaranteed bonds for cities and states that helped them finance themselves throughout the financial crisis. Then he went back to Princeton, and now Obama wants to have him back. He thinks he'll get confirmed because he's already been through the Senate confirmation for that other job.
All right, so tell us a little bit about Alan Krueger. He's a professor at Princeton. What else does he specialize in? I mean, the jobs is the big problem in Washington
right
now.
He's done a lot of groundbreaking, very important research on unemployment. So, you know, that could come in handy now, given that we're really in a jobs crisis. One of his most important pieces of research was he looked at the minimum wage. And, you know, a lot of companies say, oh, if you raise the minimum wage, we won't hire as many people. And so people, you know, have long said, don't raise it or you'll have the number of jobs go down. And he studied that and he found that actually, no, if you raise the minimum wage, it doesn't necessarily mean the number of jobs go down. And so, you know, it'll be interesting to see if he comes in with some new ideas on how to bump this unemployment rate down. You know, as you know, the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, came out just last week and said that it may take till 2017 until we get back to around 5% employment and unemployment. And that's really painful 6 years. And so if he has good ideas, that could help the country.
All right. What does this tell us? I mean, there are a number of business leaders who are concerned about Alan Krueger's appointment because of what you just said, but also because of his work on supply and demand. And there are a number of GOP politicians who are concerned because they feel like I'm going to quote here that he's left of center. So what does this tell us about President Obama's thinking in appointing Alan Krueger, do you think?
Well, first off, you know, a very prominent economist who was one of the top economists for George W. Bush did come out yesterday in support of him. So, you know, there are some Republican economists who like him. One of the things that has Republicans criticizing him and different people pointing to him is that he in 2009 floated the idea of a consumption tax. And that's a policy that is pretty controversial, but his consumption tax would have been unique. He said that what you should do is tell people now that we're going to tax consumption, so we'll put a tax on everything you spend money on, but we won't do it for 2 years. So it won't hit you now. It won't slow down the economy now. And he said, actually, if you knew it was coming 2 years from now, you'd go out and buy a ton of stuff now. So maybe it would help the economy now. When it comes in 2 years from now, it would provide money to help fill the federal deficit. So it'll be interesting to see if he brings that idea back up again.
All right. So what other things do you think? I mean, do you think that he's going to come into the Council of Economic Advisers, Louise, and recommend a rise in the minimum wage?
Well, you know, I think the question would be, what can he do right now to get more companies to hire workers? I mean, I think his research was on the minimum wage, but the central issue now in the country is not about the level of the minimum wage. It's about the dismal level of jobs. I mean, you know, we have 25 million people in America right now who are either unemployed or underemployed, meaning that, you know, they're only working part-time.
Right.
And so that is such a huge problem that it seems like if he looks to history, if he looks to research, if he comes up with some ways to get companies to hire faster, to maybe change our future so we're not waiting until 2017, like the Congressional Budget Office says we'll be waiting, to get unemployment back to 5%. If he could make it faster than that, that would really help a lot of people.
All right. So we're speaking with Louise Story, a Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. And she's talking about the appointment of Alan Krueger. He's now going to head up the Council of Economic Advisers, replacing Austin Goolsbee. Louise, how much power does this position hold? Is it simply advisory?
It really is advisory. President Obama has to make up his mind on things. It's also, he's a bit of a cheerleader in this role. It'll put him on television a lot, like you saw Austin Goolsbee out there. It'll put him in front of Congress, promoting the policies that President Obama ultimately comes up with to try to help not only unemployment, but, you know, another big issue is housing. And in this economic advisory role, he'll also be taking a close look at, is there any way to get housing prices to stop falling? You know, we talked last week a little bit about the idea that maybe there should be a refinancing program for lots of Americans. He's sure to take a look at that to see if it would help Americans to refinance their mortgages. So he'll be looking at housing, he'll be looking at unemployment, he'll be looking at new rules for companies to try to get them to, you know, invest in factories, anything he could do to try to stimulate this economy. And, you know, a lot of people are worried we're going to have a double-dip recession, so it's a pretty important time right now to come in as the president's top economic advisor.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, talking about the appointment of Alan Krueger to head up the Council of Economic Advisers. Louise, thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're obviously going to be talking more on the economy throughout the weeks ahead, and we go in depth at our website on this topic, especially in the economics of education. How are they connected? What do you think?
My name is Kai. I'm calling from Miami, Florida. I think everyone's forgetting how big of an economic issue schools are, and the fact that we're taking away money from schools, while it may help balance our budgets in the near time, in the distant future when all of these people join society, we're going to be hurting ourselves a great deal.
Give us your thoughts at 8778MYTAKE or at facebook.com/thetakeaway.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.